Welcome to the Red Zone.
The Red Zone.
With Soren Petro. An exclusive presentation of KCChiefs.com. For the next 60 minutes, this is your in-depth, inside look at the Kansas City Chiefs. Now, here's your host, Soren Petro.
And good afternoon and welcome to the Red Zone here at KCChiefs.com. Soren Petro with you on what is a very busy Red Zone. We're going to talk a lot about the 101 Awards Banquet. First of all, we're going to talk kicking. Dustin Colquitt, punter for the Kansas City Chiefs, will be here. He's going to be attending the 101 Awards. Then we're going to talk with Jamal Charles, Chiefs running back extraordinaire, will join us in the Red Zone. And Ryan Succop, Chiefs place kicker, will be with us as well. Going to talk to all three guys today. If you want to get tickets to the 101 Awards, it is just pick up the phone, 913-681-6990. It's extension 111. Ask for Jeff. He will take care of you. 913-681-6990. It's the 40th anniversary of the 101 Awards. Remember, all the proceeds benefit the Chiefs Children's Fund, so it goes to a great cause. That also makes it a write-off for you at the end of the year, so you get a great night, and you get to write it off tax-wise, and you get to know that you helped out some kids. Plus, just a great, great night of football as they will honor Peyton Manning, Drew Brees as the AFC and NFC Offensive Player of the Year, Charles Woodson and Darrell Revis as the NFC and AFC Defensive Player of the Year, Sean Payton, the NFC Coach of the Year, Marvin Lewis, the AFC Coach of the Year, and then also two of the gentlemen we're talking to today, Jamal Charles winning the Derek Thomas Award as the Chiefs MVP, and the Mack Lee Hill Award for Rookie of the Year going to Ryan Succop. All those awards handed out, but there'll be all kinds of NFL luminaries. It's $165, and it is money well spent. One of the great nights, if you're a football fan, a great night. The 101 Awards dinner that's coming up this Saturday, March 6th. Get your tickets by calling 913-681-6990. That's extension 111. We will take a break, and we will come back, and we will talk. Dustin Colquitt, Chiefs outstanding punters, next here in the Red Zone.
Today's show is sponsored in part by Chiefs Ticket Exchange by Ticketmaster. The Red Zone with Soren Petro will be right back here on KCChiefs.com.
Real sports fans can tell you all about decibels. That a crowd yelling at 105 decibels is like a jackhammer. 120, a jet engine. That studies directly link team performance to crowd noise. Finally, they'll tell you to go to Ticketmaster, with more ways to get you into the game, including buying and selling seats from season ticket holders and other fans. Because for your voice to be heard, you have to be there. Ticketmaster. More ways in.
Buy and sell Chiefs tickets with Chiefs Ticket Exchange by Ticketmaster at kcchiefs.com.
Every Sunday, a city of more than 2 million unites. A community of fans thousands strong anticipates. A team of 53 players charges the field.
It's a sweep left to the fullback, and a great block springs him to the outside. He's up the left sideline.
And one grocery store is proud to support them all.
20. He's going to outrace everyone to the end zone. Touchdown, Kansas City!
Hy-Vee, an official sponsor of the Kansas City Chiefs. A Kansas City Chiefs fan, they'll tailgate just about anywhere. And they live to hear the three most important words ever.
Tailgate Kansas City!
With Hy-Vee's weekly tailgate specials, you'll find everything you need for your next Chiefs tailgate or Chiefs party. Stop into Hy-Vee and stock up with new tailgate specials every week.
Hy-Vee, an official sponsor of the Kansas City Chiefs.
What's in your playbook for 2010?
Shotgun formation, twins to the right. He takes the snap, fakes right, spins left and dives for 2010 Chiefs season tickets.
Great seats at great prices are available. Buy now to guarantee you'll experience the Chiefs in the new Arrowhead opening in 2010 with improved amenities, expanded concourses, HD video boards, the Hall of Honor, and much more. Purchase your 2010 Chiefs season tickets today at kcchiefs.com or call 888-99-CHIEFS. Now, let's get back into the Red Zone with Soren Petro, exclusively on KCChiefs.com. Today's show is sponsored in part by Chiefs Ticket Exchange by Ticketmaster.
Welcome back here in the Red Zone here at KCChiefs.com. Soren Petro with you as we head through a busy Wednesday. The offseason, not really much of an offseason in the NFL. And great event coming up here in a couple of weekends, as a matter of fact. Dustin Colquitt, the 101 Awards I'm talking about. Dustin Colquitt joins us, punter for the Kansas City Chiefs. Dustin, how are you, sir?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for talking to us. First of all, tell me, what does a punter do in the off season? What's your typical day like right now?
Well, he gets healthy, really. That was my big thing. I had some shoulder stuff creep up in the off season in Jacksonville, so got my shoulder worked on, fixed in Birmingham, Alabama by Dr. Andrews, and so now I'm just in the process of getting healthy. My surgery from the previous season was just really good. I thought I'd kick the ball, other than the Buffalo game, really well last season, and just really just kind of gives you a chance to spend time with my two boys, my wife, and she's expecting our third baby in June, so right now I'm just more busy than during the season, really.
Yeah, I can imagine. Now you've got real responsibilities. You got to be a family man. You got to be a dad. There's no excuses. She's aware that you are available, right?
Absolutely not. I don't have any other than a little bit of rehab stuff. I'm getting up in the morning. I got to be with the babies, and I'm enjoying it. I'm enjoying being a dad in the offseason.
All right, tell me how you have a shoulder injury when your job is to kick.
Well, I got to chase down any long field goals. We had a situation in Jacksonville where we just had a long field goal, that 56-yarder into the wind, which almost went through. It was an unbelievable kick. And when that happens, you just have a bunch of big guys out on the field, and so basically comes down to suck up or me running them down, and I just had a nice little angle and got them out of bounds and right there at halftime. So it was a real clean thing. It's a quick thing. I'm going to be lifting next week, so it was one of those things you got to do.
When that situation comes up as a kicker, do you say, okay, here's my chance to shine, or do you say, oh, God, I got to go hit somebody?
Yeah, well, it's one of those scary things. In that situation, you have the other side of the ball is loaded with defensive linemen, linebackers, very athletic people. And when a guy's returning it back upfield on you, you have basically you're guarding 100 yards, and you got really athletic people saying, I'm coming after you. And so you just try to get out of the way and make sure you can make a play kind of down towards the end of the field. That's basically my suck up in my assignment is let them kind of weave through the offensive lineman and get back, kind of be his last line of defense.
We're talking to Dustin Colquitt, punter for the Kansas City Chiefs. Of course, he mentioned the 101 Awards, which are coming up on Saturday, March 6th. You can get your tickets by calling 913-681-6990. It's extension 111. It is a great event, as it will be a night of stars, not only with Jamal Charles and Dustin's kicking partner, Ryan Succop, picking up awards, but also guys like Drew Brees, Peyton Manning. There'll be Darrell Revis. Coaches, Sean Payton, the Super Bowl championship coach, going to be picking up the NFC Coach of the Year award. Marvin Lewis, the AFC Coach of the Year. So it's a great night of football. If you're a football fan, you don't want to miss it. Again, 913-681-6990, and it's extension 111. You mentioned Ryan Succop. Did you think a guy who is, quote-unquote, Mr. Irrelevant, the last player selected in the draft, could come in and have the kind of season that this young man had as a place kicker?
I definitely think so. It took me to kind of be a believer to get him through camp, let Hoffman kind of mold him into the mental kicker that he wanted him to be. Obviously, he had all the physical attributes that you need to kick in the league. He's a big kid. He's a strong kid. He can lift more than a lot of our linebackers, it seems like, in the weight room. I know he can outdo me in a lot of stuff. So he's a strong kid. He's got all that. Really, what Hoffman wanted to work on was a little techniques like his approach to the ball and just his mental game. He already really had a really strong mental game. He was one of those guys, you'd never see him get frustrated. He'd pray about stuff before he came out on the field, so he had a nice little peace about himself. You could hear him out on the field if anything kind of was going on, positive or negative. He kind of would quote scripture and just remember Bible verses that kind of would ease his mind. So once he got into games, you know, we'd go out there for a long field goal, and it made it kind of contagious for Thomas Gafford and I to go out there and say, look, this is a 54-yarder. I didn't even think twice. We were just going to drill it, and hopefully we cover the kickoff good and get them stopped and get some change of field position. So Suck Up really changed our aspect of field goal kicking. It was a positive thing. Hey, all we have to do is, you know, get past the, you know, 35-yard line, and we should be good to go on this one.
You mentioned Steve Hoffman, special teams coach for the Kansas City Chiefs. How did he – I mean, look, first of all, he's got to, you know, wake up and say, hey, I'm a pretty lucky guy. One, to get a kid like Ryan Suckup that can come in and handle the place-kicking duties and then have yourself on the punting. It's nice. This organization moving forward does not have to think about the kicking game, just keeping you guys signed and on the roster because they've got two of the best kickers in football, it seems like, right now. And – young and in the prime, but Steve Hoffman, I know the coverage teams got better. What kind of philosophical differences or maybe emotional differences did Steve Hoffman bring to the special teams that saw them, you know, really take a step forward?
Right. Well, I appreciate the compliment too. I mean, obviously Suck Up came in and did a great job, but a lot of that is attributed to Steve Hoffman. And obviously that goes back to Todd Haley. They spent a lot of time in Dallas together when he was there, and they know they're really good buddies. When you got really good buddies, you get after each other, you care more about each other, and you like I said, you really start getting after each other, and you expect the results to be the best. Well, he came in, and obviously our coverage units had not been very good for the past, you know, 2-3 years, and Coach Hoffman came in and kind of, it's all about how you relate special teams to the players. They have to buy into your system, and he immediately kind of had a positive twist on what special teams were, how important it is for field position. Obviously, really the only game that we let that get out of whack was in the Cleveland game, but that was just a fantastic athlete that just kind of took over that game. But he's been great. Obviously, that goes back to the Parcells tree where Pioli's brought in Haley, and Haley wanted to give Steve Hoffman a chance. And with his knowledge of kicking, punting, holding, snapping, all that stuff alone, it's something that no special teams really coach has had. Most of the guys are used to doing just a 40 to 45 person rotation of people playing special teams. They don't know too terribly much about the mechanics of kicking. And so really Steve covers and can see from that kicker's perspective, because he was a kicker punter and tried out in the NFL and did all those things. But just his knowledge of kicking and punting, when it comes from that aspect, the kickoffs become easier because he knows, hey, this kicker's lining up this way. He takes a little bit more of an angle. He knows when they're directional kicking, and that helps to set up returns. It helps to know how we're going to coverage, because he knows how to use the wind in the stadium. He's been to pretty much every stadium there is. So his knowledge for the coverage teams, for the kicking, for every aspect was a lot different than I've seen in the past.
You are, and we're talking to Dustin Colquitt, Chiefs punter here in the Red Zone. You're becoming one of the more veteran players on this team. Doesn't seem possible, because I know you're not that old, but you're one of the guys that's certainly been around here the longest. How has the culture changed with Scott Pioli and Todd Haley coming in? How has it, you know, really evolved as a football team?
Well, big time. Obviously, my first year I had Coach Vermeil. You have the Mike Whites of this world. And you have just a top-tier offense, top four in the league for the previous 3 years before I got there. And you had a pretty middle-of-the-road defense. And then Herm came in and really wanted to work on defense. We made it to the playoffs the first year. And then, obviously, as you know, with how free agency and stuff works now, players can't stay places forever. And, you know, we have a few offensive linemen leave, and that kind of hurt us. We went younger real quick, and then obviously, Todd and Pioli, once they got here, they wanted to change the whole philosophy on how you look at football. And it's a lot more work in the weight room. It's kind of building up for a strong season. They don't let the coaches really bother us at all in the off season because we're trying to get stronger. And he was a build for the future that I see very, very big signs for success, simply because it makes you hungry. There's not a whole lot. You can't just expect a compliment every time you turn around, you know, in the corner of the weight room. I mean, you've got to earn every ounce of respect from all of those guys, because they've been there, they've done that, they've won championships. They've been a part of, you know, special runs for teams that haven't done it in 50 years, like with the Arizona Cardinals and Todd. And so it's just a different kind of demeanor down there for players. They realize that, you know, if you can't, it's like like what my dad said, what Chuck Knoll said back in the day with the Steelers. And, you know, Todd Haley grew up with his father, Dick Haley, hearing all this stuff. And so I think it's perfect for this organization to have Todd, because they said, you know, if you can't do this job, we'll get somebody else that can in 20 minutes. I mean, people are wanting to play this game right and left. So that's what changed. It's a sense of urgency that players have here now. It's not, you know, go to practice, have your car running, go back to work. What's our social scene like? I mean, guys are spending time in the weight room, spending time in the film room. And this year I think everybody's going to start to see that that's going to turn around. I mean, we obviously in that Denver game, you could see guys really starting to buy in. It was a place that we hadn't won since it was built, and we just really took it to them. So hopefully we can keep that snowball rolling.
What about you keeping the snowball rolling? Personally, this may have been your best year, 41 kicks inside the 20, a net of almost 41 yards every time you punted the football. What was different this year, and how do you keep that going and maybe even get better?
Well, it goes back to what I've been talking about in this previous question. Is Todd Haley came here and really just ruffled feathers, and he sent like a personal kind of a personal quest of mine is, I want you to be the best in the league at pinning people inside the 20. And so he said, Brad Maynor, I think he went with my time in Chicago, Brad Maynard's the best at it. I want you to beat him out. You got to do it this year. And so, like, I set a couple goals this year to try to do that. And it worked out well. Obviously, we put with the special teams, it all comes down to coverage. If you don't have good guys in coverage, then you're in trouble. And Hoffman, you know, worked every week to try to get the right guys in the right places. And we were fortunate for, you know, the last 8 or 9 weeks of the season to really have all the guys that we've been playing with all year, other than Jackie Battle and a couple guys that we really need, going down. And he just, when he comes in, when Todd came in, he ruffled my feathers and just said, you know, I don't care what any of the books says or records, or I don't care where these other guys play football. You've got to do this. This is what we expect of you. And if you don't do it, then even though you have good, you know, stats, we need to get somebody else. And I think that was good for me, because it challenged me, and it kind of forced me to take every punt and practice and the game very seriously, from the offense, defense, and for our coverage unit.
We're talking with Dustin Colquitt, punter for the Kansas City Chiefs. You're going to be attending the 101 Awards, correct?
I am. I was down here. I've been down here in Florida, just kind of spending time with the boys and making sure Christy is feeling good. But Suck Up won this MVP award, and I voted for him for sure. I usually do the prayer every year, and I don't know if I'm doing that. But usually, if Peyton's up here, and now that Ryan's, I have two or three reasons to come up again. So I don't think I've missed one since I guess we had our first son. So I'm looking forward to being there again.
Yeah, and you mentioned Peyton Manning picking up the Offensive Player of the Year awards, and folks can get tickets, 913-681-6990. It's extension 111, and of course all the proceeds go to benefit the Chiefs Children's Fund, so it's for a great cause, a great night. That means you could have a great night and even use it as a tax write-off, so it's great for you twice and then great for the community as well. Dustin, before I let you go, final four quickies. You ready?
Oh, yeah.
All right, here we go. What is the most important part of holding on place kicks?
To be absolutely perfect, no mistakes, and to catch the ball and no movement on that ball. You got to catch it with your fingers.
All right, so it's not laces out like the old Jim Carrey movie?
No, Dan Marino, we got to do laces towards the field goal for sure.
Okay, all right, very good. What are your thoughts on Lane Kiffin being a Tennessee Volunteer?
Obviously, I thought he brought in some top-tier recruits with his time here. It's tough to say this, being just from the Tennessee family, but obviously this was his dream job to go to USC. And it's one of those things, if I can get a little stab in there, that, you know, obviously he's not going to win every game in the SEC every year like he'd like to at Tennessee and in the Pac-10. He's, you know, going to USC, you're going to win every game every year. So I don't blame him for taking the easier road. But while he was at Tennessee, I really liked him. I respect what he did with the program. I got to go in the South Carolina game and read the game maxims in front of the team and in front of him and everything. And he runs a top shape ship, and I wish him all the success. And I just appreciate all the recruits and stuff that he brought into Tennessee.
Who is the greatest punter ever in your mind?
Greatest punter ever.
Maybe not named Colquitt.
Yeah, I can't.
There's quite a few good ones in your family.
Right. It's just so tough to say because you got guys that do different things so differently. Like you got, obviously, Leckler has had the most success. I think he's made the most Pro Bowls, unless Ray Guy has more. I'm not familiar with that. But obviously, he's great at flipping the field position. You got Mike Cyphers in San Diego that really hangs it up. You have Sammy Baugh back in the day, just, you know, setting standards that we're still trying to beat today. Really, I think it just comes down to effectiveness. That's one thing Todd said is he said, because Cyphers, I think, is number one in that. I think I'm number two. And then it kind of trickles on down from there. And Todd said, I don't care about all that stuff because it shouldn't matter. And Steve Hoffman said the same thing. What we want you to do is be effective on every kick, every punt, no matter what it is. And if you're effective on every kick, you can throw net and gross and all that stuff out because that'll come as long as every punt is effective. So I think as long as you're effective, you're good.
Yeah, that's a good way to look at it. All right, final one. Last time you held your dad's Super Bowl ring?
Ooh, last time was in Knoxville, so about 16 months ago exactly.
Oh, really? All right, so not that long ago.
It hadn't been that long ago. He showed them to us. I remember the first time he showed them to us. I think I was six, and Britton had just turned four in March. So I'm about to turn seven in May. Britton had just turned four in March, and my dad came out and he did this talk way too early. He told us that when he died, he was gonna give us the Super Bowl rings. And he said, I immediately kind of walked off and just started playing again, and so did Britton. He followed me, and we were doing something. But my dad did say about 15 minutes later, my dad was doing something, I think, in the sink, he said, and a brother was pulling at his shirt, and he looked down, and he goes, what is it, Britton? And he goes, when are you going to die, Dad? He wanted the Super Bowl rings.
From the mouths of babes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, very good, very good. Hey, Dustin, thanks so much for the time. We really appreciate it. Enjoy your time with your family, and we'll see you up here in Kansas City for the 101 Awards.
Absolutely. I appreciate you.
The Red Zone with Soren Petro will be right back here on KCChiefs.com.
Real sports fans can tell you all about decibels. That a crowd yelling at 105 decibels is like a jackhammer, 120, a jet engine. That studies directly link team performance to crowd noise. Finally, they'll tell you to go to Ticketmaster, with more ways to get you into the game, including buying and selling seats from season ticket holders and other fans. Because for your voice to be heard, you have to be there. Ticketmaster, more ways in.
Buy and sell Chiefs tickets with Chiefs Ticket Exchange by Ticketmaster at kcchiefs.com.
Welcome to Chiefs Country, where fans like you wear their passion for their team like war paint. It's for you, Chiefs fans, that we created Chiefs Checking, with the official Chiefs debit card and discounts on Chiefs gear all year long.
Visit Metcalf Bank or ChiefsChecking.com, and for a limited time, sign up and score a Chiefs game day cooler.
Chiefs Checking, because you're not just a fan on Sunday.
Only at Metcalf Bank. Strong roots, endless possibilities. Member Central Bank Company, member FDIC. See bank for details.
Hey, Chiefs fans, I'm Josh Looney of KCChiefs.com.
And I am the Internet. I usually don't endorse websites, but KCChiefs.com is legit.
I know. At KCChiefs.com, you can check out my daily blog, exclusive video content, see what's going on with the team. You can also interact with other fans in Chiefs 365, and much more.
I'm so excited. I can barely contain myself.
You want the Chiefs? Go to the Chiefs at KCChiefs.com.
Are you looking for that perfect gift? Maybe it's a birthday, a holiday, or just looking for something special for that extra special Chiefs fan in your life? Well, we have it. The 2010 Chiefs Cheerleader Swimsuit Calendar is now available at kcchiefs.com. This 16-month calendar features the entire Chiefs Cheerleader Squad in swimsuits shot in red-hot Jamaica. Get your hands on the 16-month 2010 Chiefs Cheerleader Swimsuit Calendar online at the Chiefs Pro Shop at kcchiefs.com.
What's in your playbook for 2010?
Shotgun formation, twins to the right. He takes the snap, fakes right, spins left, and dives for 2010 Chiefs season tickets.
Great seats at great prices are available. Buy now to guarantee you'll experience the Chiefs in the new Arrowhead opening in 2010 with improved amenities, expanded concourses, HD video boards, the Hall of Honor, and much more. Purchase your 2010 Chiefs season tickets today at kcchiefs.com or call 888-99-CHIEFS. Now, let's get back into the Red Zone with Soren Petro, exclusively on kcchiefs.com.
Welcome back. You're in the Red Zone here at kcchiefs.com. Soren Petro with you on a Wednesday, and we are talking about a very special event that's coming up on Saturday. It's the 40th annual NFL 101 Awards, with all the proceeds going to the Chiefs charities. A great event, as it will help the Chiefs Children's Fund. And a great night of football. If you don't have your tickets, as we said, I'll keep giving you the number. There are a limited number of tickets available, 913-681-6990. It's extension 111. If you're a football fan, it'll be one of the best nights of the year for you. And one of the guys who's going to be honored at the 101 Awards joins us now. Chiefs running back Jamal Charles is with us here in the Red Zone. Jamal, how are you, man?
I'm doing great. How are y'all doing?
Not too bad. Congratulations on what was a fantastic season statistically. Yeah, has it soaked in what you were able to accomplish?
A little bit. I knew what I was capable of doing, and people from my hometown and from Texas knew what I was capable of doing. So I knew I can go out there and play football and try to put my team in the situation to win a game.
And it was a marvelous year, and it didn't start that way, though. It started out with you on the bench and you backing up as you were going through your second year, about halfway through. Did you have any idea that the season would end up being the way it was over the second half?
No, I have no idea. In a sense, sometimes you have ups and downs. Sometimes you go through things that make you see the brighter things. So I went through some that made me open my eyes, and I guess I had to go out there and show people what I was capable of doing. You've been up and down before, so people go through struggles, and you just gotta step over that line and do the best you can.
Do you ever get down? I mean, did you ever have a time where you were thinking, man, I may never get a chance to get in there and be the guy?
Oh yeah, I always thought like that. You know, and I just had to prove people. You always got to prove people, no matter what. You got to show people what you can do, and that's when you show people you can do, that's when they believe in you, and that's when they stick behind you. And I just had to do that. And I always put God first in my life, and I know God believed in me, and I just had to go out there and play with the talent that he gave me. And I wanted to go out there and show the not just the team that I played, other teams around the world what I can do too.
Now, you were one of the leading rushers in college football your last year at Texas, if not the nation's leader. I can't remember. I'd have to go back and look. But then you don't go until the third round of the draft. Did that motivate you that you were going to prove everybody in the NFL? I mean, 31 teams, really 32 teams, passed on you twice. Was that a motivator?
Oh, yeah. I guess it's just everything happened for a reason. So I land in a good spot in Kansas City, and it was a motivation. I just want to go out there and prove everybody I'm a good running back. You know what I'm saying? I could have been taken in the first round, but oh well, no excuse. I just got to suck it up, and I was just glad my dreams came true while I could play in the NFL, so it wasn't matter what. I just wanted to get a chance to play football.
What about when people doubted you in the NFL? Is that when somebody says, well, Jamal Charles, he's just a part-time back, or he's more of a kick returner? Does that kind of thing motivate you, or no, not really? Do you let the praise and the questions just slide off your back?
You know, people just talk. You know what I'm saying? They don't know nothing. Some people don't know nothing about football. Some people never played football before, so I never let them get them. Some people get to me, and I just go out there and do what you can, because nobody can really tell you what you can or can't do till you go out there and you can accomplish. So I just want to go out there and accomplish my dream. And when people say you can't do this, you can't do that, that's when people work hard and go out there and accomplish their dreams. So that's what I did.
You know, I think that's one of the greatest statements I've ever heard in an interview that I've personally done. And I'll tell you why, because you taught me a lot. I don't know if you remember this, but at the Chiefs draft party this past year, We were analyzing the draft, and we were talking about the team and team needs, and your name came up. And somebody, maybe me, no, it was me, said, well, Jamaal Charles, a guy at about 200 pounds, he's not a guy that can handle the ball 20-plus times a game. He's a guy that will probably work best in tandem. And so when you talk about Jamaal Charles, you got to talk about another guy with him. And all you did was go out and handle the ball 20-plus times a game on a regular basis all this past year. As you know, I'm looking at the number of carries you had in games down the stretch, 18, 17, 14, 18, 20, 25, 24, 25. That doesn't include your receptions. Some kick returns in there as well. Do you remember that day? Because I was told you were about 4 feet behind me behind the curtain saying, what's this guy talking about? That's ridiculous. And you absolutely proved me wrong.
Yeah, I heard what you say, but I didn't really mind because I just go out there and play football. You don't got to be the biggest. Most people look at me because I'm small, but it's not how small I am. It's how big my heart is, and it's how big my heart is for the game. And I want to win, and I go out there, and I've been showing people all my life. I've been proving people all my life that I am a special player. I am a player that if you want to put the ball in my hand, I want to win games. And I've always been like that. I love winning. It's always been my passion, and I can't take that away from me. And that's the big the ball I got. I love winning. I really want to win bad.
Jamaal Charles is with us. I know you had a number of touches in college, but this was your first go around getting this kind of carries. Did your body feel it? Did was it tough sometimes on Monday to get up after 25 carries and two catches?
It's football, and I've been playing football a long time, and it's going to hurt. You know what I'm saying, if you hurt the first week of the season, you're going to be hurt all the way to the end. It's a physical sport, so you're not going to get healthy, so you just got to take care of your body and doing that, take care of the small treatments where you can stay healthy. So if I'm a running back, I get pounded on, but sometimes I don't take good, big hits, so I know when it's stuck, and sometimes I get out, go out of bounds. So that's the best thing about me, and I just use my speed most of the time if I don't want to get hit, and I just explode through people sometimes.
What about
being hit?
What about your upright running style? Some people say, hey, he's wide open. He's going to take some shots because he stands up maybe a little higher than other guys. Have coaches tried to get you to crouch down or run a little bit lower, or is that something nobody's ever tried to change about your style?
I stay low. It's just sometimes that I see a hole, and sometimes then I stay up high when I see the hole. And when I see the hole, I'm about to explode. But by the time I get in the hole, I don't even know somebody may come off their block, and that's when on time somebody hit me. I only got hit like that two times, and I remember that was against Cincinnati. Besides that, most of the time I just try to make people miss.
Yeah, and you did a heck of a job in making people miss. You mentioned your speed. Do you feel confident you're the fastest guy in the NFL? There's probably a lot of people who'd like to see you race Chris Johnson.
I'm fast. My 40 is not that pretty fast, but I'm fast enough. I've been around the world running against the fastest people in the world before, so I know I'm fast enough. I worked against some really fast people in my lifetime, so if I get a chance to run with Chris Johnson, I would love to, and show people we just put up a race and just make people just, wow, them guys is really fast. So I don't know who would win the race, but I know we both pretty fast, so.
Can you ever remember a time somebody caught you from behind?
Just that one game, the game we played against Denver, though.
Denver, the last game of the year or the first Denver game?
Hello?
Yes, the last game of the year or the first Denver game?
Yeah, the last game of the year. That's because I wasn't all the way healthy, and I couldn't explode like I wanted to, and I had like a turf toe, and now I'm like, and it's been numb. Every time I go to the top, I got to take my shoe off because turf toe. So I've been playing hurt the whole season. I've been trying to just stay healthy. So, and by the time I got my foot got warmed up, it was like in the fourth quarter.
Okay. Well, it clearly warmed up. I mean, 25 for 259, a new Chiefs single season or single game rushing record. I wonder what would have happened if your foot was warmed up, for crying out loud. It's the greatest game, single game rushing wise, a running back's ever had for this franchise. You mentioned the toe. What about your shoulder? We would see you come off the field at times with that arm hanging. We heard you talk about that the shoulder's been a recurring problem throughout your going back even into your college days. Maybe I think you even said your high school days.
High school.
Yeah, how is the shoulder, and is there anything you can do to get it fixed?
Oh yeah, the shoulder's real good. I had surgery on it, so it's about to be in my 6 weeks. I'm about to start rehabbing on it. So my shoulder's not a real big problem with me anyway. It, you know what I'm saying? I had this problem already, so it's come out. This is a football game. Sometimes some things happen in this sport, and you can't do nothing about it. So I come off the field, but also I want to play football, and I come running back on the field. So I think nothing can keep me off the field when I'm hurt, because I come running back to it.
When you when do you go back to really hardcore training and start to get ready for the 2010 season?
Probably in April.
April. In the meantime, yeah. you just kind of relax and let your body heal?
Right now, I'm about to start running with the high school track team, my little high school in Port Arthur, just keep my speed up. I can run and I want to stay in top shape, and I just want to come back hard. I love working, and I love working hard. So, and I know hard work pays off, so that's why I go out there and work hard. And that's why I would go out there and work out with the track team, and I just do a little rehab on my shoulder.
Do you try to concentrate on getting bigger, getting stronger, maybe putting more weight on, or no? Do you think the key is to stay?
Oh, yeah. That's my goal by time. But every time I do that, every training camp, I'll be where I want to be at. My goal is 208, and I'll reach my goal 208. By the time the season was over with, I didn't lose all that weight because all the sun and all the working I've been through and it just wasn't the same no more after week 16.
What were you after week 16? You said you were 208 in training camp. What did you finish the year at?
Probably 192.
192? Yeah, it's a lot of work that goes into it. We're talking to Jamal Charles here, Chiefs Derek Thomas Award winner, the MVP of the Kansas City Chiefs. Jamal, are you still there?
Yeah.
Okay, I thought I heard a pop on the phone. What about next year? What kind of goals do you set for yourself next year?
My goal is to come back like I finished this last season and win more games and hope we come together as a team and put a team together where we can win games and we feel better about our team and everybody just go with Coach Hayley, go with the goals, go with his system, and everybody believe in it and hopefully we can build a big community where the fans can be behind us and we can go to the playoff next year.
Do you set any personal goals, any, you know, yardage numbers, anything along those lines?
Personal goal, just goals. I really don't like telling people. I just keep it to myself and okay. I just go out there and conferences, but basically just go out there and have a great season. Like I finished up this last season, go out there and do the same this season.
All right, now have you noticed since you've burst onto the scene in the NFL? Are people noticing you more? Are you being recognized more when you're around town? I mean, I'm sure probably there in your hometown, everybody already knew who you were, but maybe around Kansas City when you're up here, are people starting to say, "Hey, that's Jamal Charles"? You find that your anonymity's gone?
Not really. I'm a little kid still, and I like to get out, you know what I'm saying? I like to get out, and people just say, ask me, hey, I just go out there and sign autographs, and not a big deal, it's a job, you're going to get recognized, so I do the autographs, I don't have no problem with it. I like the limelight, but I just want to go out there, I just do this because of the job, and I just go out there, and I just want to give back to the community, and I just want to make Kansas City like a good place where football fans can feel real good and come out there, and it's just a team that's a winning team, and I hope we can rebuild this franchise.
Jamal Charles is one of the award winners for the 101 Banquet, the 40th anniversary of the 101 Banquet. It's Saturday, this Saturday, March 6th. 913-681-6990, extension 111 is where you can get your tickets. There are a handful of tickets left, so call right now if you want a great night of football. Jamal, before I let you go, I'll give you our final four quick ones. We do this every time. You've played it before. You just tell me the first thing that pops in your head, and I'll ask you one that I'm interested in. Who's the greatest running back in the history of Texas, University of Texas?
Earl Campbell.
Now, you told me I asked you that a year and a half ago after you were drafted, and you said Jamal Charles.
Nah, it's Earl Campbell.
But now maybe it will be one day Jamal Charles.
Maybe one day, but he's got all the records him in said, so.
All right.
I'm behind him, guys.
All right, that's interesting. That's very interesting. All right, do you know where you ranked, where your rushing total, 1,120 yards, ranked in the NFL this past season?
11.
So you did look it up. Did you know that then you're probably aware Ricky Williams beat you by one lousy yard?
Yeah, I know. If we went back in the game, maybe I could have been top 10, huh?
Yeah. You got lots of time to put up lots of numbers. All right. Could you beat – or no, let me ask you this, because I know you raced Usain Bolt. Could Usain Bolt play in the NFL in your mind?
I don't know if you want to feel like getting hit with the speed, but I know the angles on the field, you can't get away from certain angles. So, and I guess if you want to get hit in the legs, I think you probably can. All you got to do is rush straight goals all day.
All right, yeah, let's put him on the put him outside at wide out or something. Let him run the deep ball. All right, last question. Peyton Manning is the AFC Offensive Player of the Year. He'll be at the 101 banquet. Will you ask for his autograph?
Probably. No, I'll probably get a handshake, though.
Yeah, handshake but no autograph?
Yeah.
Very good, very good. I just didn't know if, you know, I thought, hey, maybe I'll get something signed here. Jamal, congratulations on what was a great year. We're really looking forward to watching the rest of your career here with the Chiefs. Have fun at the 101 award dinner, and we'll talk to you again later on down the road.
Appreciate that. Thanks for having me on the show.
The Red Zone with Soren Petro will be right back here on KCChiefs.com. What's in your playbook for 2010?
Shotgun formation, twins to the right. He takes the snap, fakes right, spins left and dives for 2010 Chiefs season tickets.
Great seats at great prices are available. Buy now to guarantee you'll experience the Chiefs in the new Arrowhead opening in 2010 with improved amenities, expanded concourses, HD video boards, the Hall of Honor, and much more. Purchase your 2010 Chiefs season tickets today at kcchiefs.com or call 888-99-CHIEFS.
Every Sunday, a city of more than 2 million unites. A community of fans thousands strong anticipates. A team of 53 players charges the field.
It's a sweep left to the fullback, and a great block springs him to the outside. He's up the left sideline.
And one grocery store is proud to support them all.
20. He's going to outrace everyone to the end zone. Touchdown, Kansas City!
Hy-Vee, an official sponsor of the Kansas City Chiefs. A Kansas City Chiefs fan, they'll tailgate just about anywhere. And they live to hear the three most important words ever.
Tailgate Kansas City!
With Hy-Vee's weekly tailgate specials, you'll find everything you need for your next Chiefs tailgate or Chiefs party. Stop into Hy-Vee and stock up with new tailgate specials every week.
Hy-Vee, an official sponsor of the Kansas City Chiefs.
Real sports fans can tell you all about decibels. That a crowd yelling at 105 decibels is like a jackhammer. 120, a jet engine. That studies directly link team performance to crowd noise. Finally, they'll tell you to go to Ticketmaster, with more ways to get you into the game, including buying and selling seats from season ticket holders and other fans. Because for your voice to be heard, you have to be there. Ticketmaster. More ways in.
Buy and sell Chiefs tickets with Chiefs Ticket Exchange by Ticketmaster at kcchiefs.com.
Now, let's get back into the Red Zone with Soren Petro, exclusively on kcchiefs.com.
Welcome back here in the Red Zone here at kcchiefs.com as we continue to talk with the award winners that are going to be at the 101 Awards dinner. It is the 40th anniversary of this, and again, the proceeds go to benefit the Chiefs Children's Fund. And you can be a part of it. There are a handful of tickets left. Just call 913-681-6990. That's 913-681-6990, extension 111. And you can get your tickets to the 101 Awards dinner as Peyton Manning, Drew Brees, Sean Payton, Marvin Lewis, Jamal Charles, and our next guest will be there with us as we are talking to Ryan Succop, place kicker for the Kansas City Chiefs. And the Mac Lee Hill Award winner, the Rookie of the Year for the Kansas City Chiefs. Ryan, how are you, sir?
Oh, I'm doing great. Thanks a lot for having me on today, guys.
Well, we appreciate the time. First off, since you're getting ready for this awards dinner, a year ago, I'll bet you had probably never even heard of the 101 Awards and probably had no idea you'd be picking it up, did you?
To be honest with you, I had not. And it's certainly a pleasant surprise.
Do you think about awards as the season's going on? Is that, hey, I'm going to be the best rookie kicker this year. I got a chance to be the Chiefs rookie of the year. Does that go through your mind when you're in the middle of the season, or are you a little too busy on everything else?
Yeah, to be honest with you, it's not something you really think about during the year because, you know, you're just, you know, you're really concentrating on football. And, you know, during the year, that's what you're supposed to be focused on. So, you know, you're not really thinking about that too much. But, you know, in the offseason, it's certainly an honor to, you know, to be voted the winner.
All right. Well, how did you find out? And what was your reaction when you did find out?
Well, actually, right after our last game of the year against the Broncos, Coach Haley, you know, we had a team meeting, and Coach Haley came in and announced that Jamal had won the MVP and that I'd won the Rookie of the Year award. And, you know, that was very exciting, and, you know, certainly felt very honored that, you know, our players and coaches and everybody felt that way.
Now, I know you had an outstanding career at South Carolina, but how much did having a guy, because we talked to Dustin Colquitt earlier, how much did having a guy like Steve Hoffman as your special teams coordinator, how much did he help you out this year in making the transition to the NFL?
Well, Coach Hoffman was huge. I mean, it was really a blessing to get to work with somebody like Coach Hoff because when he came and worked me out at South Carolina, I think he saw that I had some ability, but that it just needed to be coached. And you know, he really worked with me hard during, you know, right after the draft, all summer long. He was really helping me, and you know, he was just great all season. You know, from a mechanic standpoint, and also, you know, just from a mental approach. I mean, Coach Hoffman, he really helped me out a lot this year, and so it was certainly a blessing for me to get to work with somebody that is as knowledgeable about kicking as he is.
Now, I know anyone who's had a chance to watch NFL practices knows that you spend a lot of time with certainly your center, the long snapper, as well as the punter, Dustin Colquitt, and he also holding for you on place kicks. That gets to be, I would think, a pretty tight little union between you and Dustin Colquitt. What about Dustin? How much did he help you in this first rookie season?
Yeah, well, you know, I talk about it being a blessing to get to work with Coach Hoffman. Well, it was also, you know, a tremendous blessing to get to work with Dustin. I mean, he is an awesome guy, not only on the field but off the field as well. Just a great friend and somebody that has really, really helped me and kind of showed me the ways of the NFL. And, you know, obviously as a holder, he does an outstanding job. I mean, I feel lucky. I feel like I've got the best holder in the NFL. And, you know, him and Thomas are great at what they do. And they, you know, they are always willing to go and, you know, get a few extra kicks with me after practice if I want a little extra practice or, you know, just anything that they can do to help me. You know, they're always willing. And, you know, that really makes a big difference. You know, just their willingness to always help and, you know, their friendship. That's you know, we all three grew really close this year, and you know, I think that helps when you're you know, really good friends, and you know, I think that kind of can carry on over to Sundays.
How, maybe the answer is none at all, but how difficult is it to get used to a new, you know, holder? How important is that guy, or how unique, I guess I should say, is the holder, or does everybody pretty much do it the same?
Well, I think everybody tries to do it the same, and I don't know if it always happens that way. But you know, that was, you know, Dustin. He just does a tremendous job. I don't think he had a bad hold all year. I mean, and every time every time he was going out there, I knew the ball was going to be down, and I knew it was going to be, you know, right where I wanted it to be. So, you know, going into the kick, it really helps my confidence. Just you know, all the confidence that I have in him that ball is going to be there. And you know, I just have to come through and put a good swing on the ball.
Was there ever a time during the year that you felt a little unsure or you got a little nervous? Because it seemed like you kicked the entire year like you had Adam Vinatieri's career behind you.
you know, to be honest with you, I really never felt nervous all year. You know, I think that my faith had a lot to do with that. You know, the Lord, he doesn't want us to be scared. And, you know, I always told myself if I am nervous or scared, then I'm not trusting God. So, you know, I think that really helped me a lot. And, you know, I know Dustin and Thomas and all those guys feel the same way. So, you know, I think we were all there for each other and kind of kept each other confident and calm. And, you know, that was really a blessing to be able to go out there and have no worries and just go out there and play.
Now, how do you get better as a kicker? I mean, what in the off season? It seems, you know, from afar, it looks like something like, okay, you've got it all figured out. You just try to maintain. Or even at this level, are there ways to get better as a place kicker?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I don't think you can ever sit there and say, man, I've got it all figured out. I don't need to work anymore. I think that, you know, you always want to get better. And you know, whether it's, you know, working to get better or refining your mechanics even more, whether it's, you know, getting stronger, getting more flexible. You know, I think there's always ways to improve. And, you know, I think if you ever do reach that point where you just feel like you've got it made, I think you're going to run into problems. So, there's always room for improvement. I don't think it matters who you are.
Now, are you working out right now, or do you take a little break for a while before you start putting in the focus on 2010?
Yeah, I'm actually working out. I'm back here in South Carolina right now, and I've been working out at the university. You know, using their facilities, which has been great. And I took about 2 weeks off. After the last game, and that was long enough. I felt like I was sitting around too long doing that. So, I'm back at it and kind of enjoying the hard work, to be honest with you.
How much, I'm sure there's a lot of just workouts, things that have absolutely nothing to do with a football, keeping your leg strength up. And I assume a lot of squatting, a lot of, you know, leg extensions. Trust me, all you got to do is look at me and know I'm no expert at physical fitness, but I'm sure there's a lot of that kind of work. How much time, actual work, with the football, with the actual kicking, do you do during the off season?
Well, you know, right now, I haven't been kicking at all since that last game, and that's something that I'll probably pick up, probably towards the end of March, just because, you know, if you're kicking year round, that's a lot of wear and tear on your legs and on your body, especially with the NFL season being, you know, 4 preseason games and 16 regular season games, and hopefully more if you, you know, go on to the playoffs. So right now you kind of want to rest those, you know, that motion, that kicking motion. So I probably won't start kicking until the end of March or even early April.
Yeah, and then you put on a full court press, or no? Do you still just ease into it and kind of build up to the amount of work you'll do at camp?
Yeah, absolutely. Just kind of build into it. And I mean, you don't want to go out there the first day and try to be kicking 60-yard field goals. You kind of want to ease into it and just get your body used to swinging and get your flexibility back, get your range of motion back, so you kind of ease into it.
A lot of people have told me, we're talking to Ryan Suckup, Chiefs place kicker. Year one for guys that play professional sports, really any sport, is about establishing that you belong at that level, that you are truly, you know, an NFL player when it comes to the game of football. And then every year after that, it becomes more and more about the end goal, winning the championship. Do you feel it already a little bit more? Okay, I'm in the NFL. But now it's about this team really progressing and getting into the postseason?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I think that the ultimate goal is to win a championship, and that's what we go to work for. And I think that's why we're working so hard right now, is because guys are excited, and we want to achieve that. We want to have that postseason success and experience what that feels like. So that is certainly something that we're striving for and really excited about as we go into this year.
When you heard that Charlie Weiss and Romeo Crennel were coming on board, guys that have 3 Super Bowl rings, with the New England Patriots, guys that are clearly some of the most accomplished ever, really, at coordinating an offense and a defense, what kind of reaction did you have?
Well, it's certainly very exciting. Those are some really big name guys that have done very, very well, and I won't, deal with them a whole lot,
right?
Because they're working with the offense and the defense. But it's certainly exciting to know that we have a coaching staff like that, and I just think it's a really, really exciting time to be a Chiefs player and to be a Chiefs fan right now.
Are you excited about 2010 getting started, or are you still ready for a little relaxation time before you get back to work?
Yeah, to be honest with you, I feel like I've had enough. I kind of miss it. I've kind of got the competitive juices flowing already, really. And I'm looking forward to 2010. You know, I guess we've had about 2 months off now, and that seems long enough for me. I'm ready to get back after it.
Yeah, and I think a lot of football fans have you guys play year-round. I don't think physically you could hold up to it, but certainly football fans would certainly love to see you playing year-round. You've got the 101 Awards dinner coming up Saturday the 6th, this Saturday. When you think about Sean Payton's going to be there, Peyton Manning's going to be there, Drew Brees, you looking forward to talking to those guys, asking them any questions, maybe hitting up the guys about what the Super Bowl is all about?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that is, I think I'll probably be a little starstruck being in, in the room with those guys. But, certainly it'll be great to get to speak with them. And, like you said, just kind of ask them, what is it like? And, I think it'll be a great, great learning experience because, hopefully we'll be there one day and, playing in a Super Bowl like those guys did. So, certainly a very exciting, I'm really looking forward to it. And, what an honor it'll be to be in the same room with those guys.
All right, Ryan Succop is with us, Chiefs place kicker. Before I let you go, Ryan, and I'll remind folks you can get your tickets to the 101 Banquet. It's the 40th anniversary of the 101 Banquet. 913-681-6990. It's extension 111. Before I let you go, final four quick ones. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
All right, what do you think your longest distance is? Like, what's the longest field goal you could make?
Oh, that depends on conditions. If we were indoors, where mm-hmm. there's no wind, I would say, I'd say 62, 63 yards, something like that.
Okay. Let's make it 64, because then you could set a new record.
There you go.
Yeah, I'll put you down for 64 and see if we can get Haley, get Coach Haley to line you up for a shot like that sometime when you're indoors. All right, I noticed you were quite the soccer player in your high school days. Did you get any college offers to play soccer?
Yeah, I did. I had some offers to play. At some smaller schools, some 1AA schools, in and around North Carolina. And, golf was actually. Really one of my other sports, and actually had some scholarship offers to play golf as well. So those were my two sports I loved playing growing up.
Do you know Coach Haley's background, that he was quite the golfer back in the college days?
Yeah, that's what I've heard. I heard he was really, really good.
Yeah, he said five kids, though, means you're not much of a golfer anymore. So just remember that as you continue to get older. All right.
Yeah,
how about this one? Do you know who the only other Mr. Irrelevant is to play for the Kansas City Chiefs?
Oh, wow. To be honest with you, I don't. You going to inform me?
I am. Bill Kenney, former quarterback and now works in politics around the Kansas City area. But Bill Kenney, who quarterbacked the Chiefs for 3 or 4 years, was a Mr. Irrelevant. Was not selected by the Chiefs as Mr. Irrelevant, but he was a Mr. Irrelevant. Went to a Pro Bowl, as a matter of fact, as the quarterback.
Oh, wow. That's encouraging.
Yeah, there you go. So, maybe that's in your future as well here before too long. Keep kicking the way you did, and we'll probably see you playing in the Pro Bowl.
I appreciate that. I hope so.
Yeah. All right. Last question. Do you ever wake up with nightmares of Josh Cribbs?
I haven't yet, but, of course, it's a long time before we play them again, so. Maybe that'll come sooner than later.
Yeah, that was the only tough day. Great coverage this year except for that one game, but he did it to just about everybody in the league. So, he gives the rest of the league nightmares, that's for sure. Ryan, he's a tremendous player. Ryan, thanks so much for your time. I really appreciate it. Congratulations on winning the Mack Lee Hill Award, and we look forward to talking to you on down the road.
Absolutely. Hey, thank you so much for having me on. I really appreciate it.
The Red Zone with Soren Petro will be right back here on KCChiefs.com. What's in your playbook for 2010?
Shotgun formation, twins to the right. He takes the snap, fakes right, spins left, and dives for 2010 Chiefs season tickets.
Great seats at great prices are available. Buy now to guarantee you'll experience the Chiefs in the new Arrowhead opening in 2010 with improved amenities, expanded concourses, HD video boards, the Hall of Honor, and much more. Purchase your 2010 Chiefs season tickets today at kcchiefs.com or call 888-99-CHIEFS.
In today's hectic world, it's hard enough to find time to manage all your commitments and still find time to pursue a higher education.
But at Columbia College, we make it easier. Classes are just 8 weeks long, and you can earn your associate, bachelor's, or master's degree on campus, online, or both. Apply now to Columbia College in Kansas City at www.ccis.edu/about-time. That's www.ccis.edu/about-time.
Hey, Chiefs fans, I'm Josh Looney of KCChiefs.com.
And I am the Internet. Great to be here, Josh.
We're here to tell you about all the new and exciting things going on at KCChiefs.com.
I usually don't endorse websites, but KCChiefs.com is legit.
I know. At KCChiefs.com, you can check out my daily blog, exclusive video content, see what's going on with the team, learn about the Chiefs cheerleaders, and much more.
Yeah, buddy.
That's not all. You can also interact with other fans in Chiefs 365. Chiefs 365 is the place for Chiefs fans to interact, give feedback, and be connected with everything Chiefs.
Fan feedback? That is awesome. But Josh, I really want to buy a jersey.
At KCChiefs.com, you can do that too. The Chiefs Pro Shop is the best place on the web. Buy all of your favorite Chiefs gear, gifts, and much more.
Whoa, system overload.
You want the Chiefs? Go to the Chiefs at KCChiefs.com.
Are you looking for that perfect gift? Maybe it's a birthday, a holiday, or just looking for something special for that extra special Chiefs fan in your life? Well, we have it. The 2010 Chiefs Cheerleader Swimsuit Calendar is now available at KCChiefs.com. This 16-month calendar features the entire Chiefs Cheerleader squad in swimsuits shot in red-hot Jamaica. Get your hands on the 16-month 2010 Chiefs Cheerleader Swimsuit Calendar online at the Chiefs Pro Shop at KCChiefs.com.
Now, let's get back into the Red Zone with Soren Petro, exclusively on KCChiefs.com.
All right, that's going to do it for us here in the Red Zone. Soren Petro with you on a Wednesday. I want to thank everybody involved in the program today. Great show. I want to thank Dustin Colquitt, Chiefs punter, Jamal Charles, Chiefs running back, and Ryan Suckup, Chiefs place kicker, for joining us. Brad Kubander in Chiefs PR helping us out, lining up all the guys to talk to them in their offseason as they're in Texas and South Carolina and Florida, and going to be all in Kansas City on Saturday. That's what we did, pretty much dedicating the Red Zone to what's going to go on Saturday. It's for a great great cause, Chiefs Children's Fund. It's the 101 Awards, the 40th anniversary of the 101 Awards at the Westin Crown Center. This Saturday night, you can get your tickets by calling 913-681-6990. It's extension 111. It is an unbelievable night of fun. If you are a football fan, you will love it. Plus, you'll be helping out a great cause, the 101 Awards, this Saturday. So, for Brad Young and for Curtis Siebold, Soren Petro saying thank you very much for joining us here in the Red Zone.
You've been listening to the Red Zone with Soren Petro. Join us again next week for more discussion of your Kansas City Chiefs. This has been an exclusive presentation of KCChiefs.com.